And it's Monday again, April 4th, that's right, 2022. Yeah, April 4th. I was just sitting there thinking about this is the day that Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, allegedly by James Earl Ray. Just to let you know, a little bit of history buff here. And we're now live on WWCR 13.845 on your shortwave band from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, along with 7.490. And we were doing the replays and still are on 7.490. But like this one here, WWCR 13.845, we have switched that over to lifetime streaming from replay. So 7.490 is the replay. And both 7.490 and 13.845 are on Central Time from 11 to 1 live stream. So you can hear that on the radio on shortwave on two different frequencies now instead of one. We're going to go through the guest schedule for you as usual before we tell you about all our specials out there. We're going to do news and open lines today, something just a little unusual. News and open lines, and our phone number, if you don't have it in speed dial, is 844-769-2944. For anything that's on your mind, at the bottom of next hour, Ken Silva will be here with us. And we definitely, you want to listen to this because he's going to talk about PatCon. This is the FBI right-wing infiltration op that has been going on. And Ken covers national security issues for the Epoch Times. And so we're going to touch base with him at the bottom of next hour to talk about PatCon. On Tuesday, Perry A., and that's not the bottled water, it's Perry Arledge, the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, is going to be on with us at the bottom of the first hour tomorrow. And we have James Perloff talking about the propaganda involving Ukraine. On Wednesday, Stephen Harkins from North American Urban Spice. And guess what? We're going to be talking about the natural source potassium iodide Nuke Protect is what we have. And I believe it's supposed to be in stock today. So that's, you know, just call up and check because we're supposed to be getting it in today. So, you know, it's amazing when somebody breathes the word nuke, all of a sudden everybody jumps all over the stuff and goes crazy. It's always good to have it. I would say the shelf life on this stuff is probably 4 to 5 years. So you'll be all right if you have some in stock. And, you know, if it's been sitting there for 20 years, it's probably not that good. Because even iodine has a half-life, the radioactive stuff. So you can only assume that the synthetic stuff might have it. North American Urban Spice Nuke Protect, of course, is natural potassium iodine. So just to let you know, we've got Stephen Harkins on with us on Wednesday. Jordan Maxwell, of course, longtime guest of the Power Hour, passed away at the end of last month. And Jeffrey Matt was his mentor. Jordan was Jeffrey's mentor. Let's get that right. We're going to be talking about the social credit system in America, world bankruptcy, the mysterious bailout, AI. And, of course, you know, Jeffrey is from Canada, so it's going to be interesting to get both sides of the aisle on that one. On Thursday, Martin Noakes and Mick Chavisy, you know, these are the guys that wrote that killer COVID stuff that was number 26 on the charts in the UK and all of a sudden it disappeared. Well, they're going to be back on again. Matt the Cock, Matt Hancock, that's what he goes by, Matt the Cock. He's going to discuss the use of the midazolam. This is the stuff that killed people in the home care industry, so we're going to be hearing from them. Andrew Butchen from EMP Shield is going to be on. We're going to talk about electromagnetic pulse and what's been happening in their world because sales are just exploding over there. Everybody's trying to get an EMP shield in their home. I just bought two of them. One is completely wired into my home panel. I've got another one to get wired into the pole. Electricians are going to be doing that probably within the next week or two. And so everything will be completely secured. Anything plugged into that EMP shield is protected. Doesn't matter whether it's your computer, if you have your phone plugged into a charger, plugged into a wall, all of that is going to be protected from EMP. It shunts it to ground within a billionth of a second. On Friday, Nathan Worcester is coming on, and he is an environmental reporter at the Epoch Times. We're going to be talking about climate change and all the other gender equity and yeah, the military draft and just all these little things that Epoch Times has been covering. Now we get down to the nitty gritty here. That's all the sales you all wanted to know about. We have softer activated charcoal tablets, by the way, 260 milligram for internal use by Charcoal House is what it is. And this is good for indigestion, gas, and nausea. It's handy for travelers. Keep it in the glove compartment or put in your luggage. They're chewable charcoal tablets. They work well for oral or dental complaints. The affected teeth, you just place a tablet next to the tooth or sore gum area. It's good to suck on for sore throat or bad breath. You can rinse your mouth out with water when done and swallow. It's vegetarian, non-GMO, and gluten-free. And we have it at the Power Mall right now. Also, Berkey, remember the water systems? Well, you can now get them by dropship through the Power Mall as well. The Berkey water filter, that would be the gravity-fed pour-over. And there's been, you know, several other manufacturers that are popular. But we're carrying the Berkey here at the Power Mall. Also, head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay by Perry A. You can buy it in 1 or 4 pound quantities. They tell me you can take a bath, and we'll get more on that from Perry Arledge tomorrow. And, of course, we have the big spring cleaning sale going on right now. Half off of the Power Silver 1 ounce Nano Silver Tranquil Vitamir Children's Toothpaste. The book Yellowstone, The Aftermath by Martin St. James. The book Gallicom 4, The End is Near by Martin St. James. And the O2 Today face masks. 30% off a whole list of products. You got to go to the website to check them out. 20% off Health Point kits and Grown by Nature Zinc. And, boy, that's a lot of stuff there. And, of course, all of our level 1, 2, and 3 members, level 2 and 3, you get discounts when you order online at the Power Mall. All you have to do is when you see the Buy Me a Coffee banner pop up, when you go to thepowerhour.com, click on that link. It'll give you choices on how to become a team support member. If you want to become a Power Hour team member and support us on a monthly basis, go to level 1. If you want commercial-free show archives and a 5% discount on all online orders at thepowermall.com, click Level 2. If you want commercial-free show archives with a Joyce Riley Archive Vault access with free once-a-week ads for commercial-free Joyce Riley Archive shows, plus 10% discount on all your online orders at the Power Mall, click Level 3. And if you have any questions at all, support at thepowerhour.com is where you can drop us an email, let us know. Power Hour Nation is on Facebook as well as Twitter. And, you know, we have a newsletter. And if you're not subscribed, oh, this is that email blast I'm telling you about. If you're not subscribed, you need to go there. And we will hook you up with every day's broadcast. The following morning, it's going to be in your inbox, and you can listen to stuff that you might have missed on the show and see the news and read the news for yourself. Our sponsor, the Grow Network, has a free webinar on how to grow food in a grid-down situation if you have no experience, are older and out of shape, and you can still go to powerhourfood.com and sign up. Wow, was that a lot? Of course it was. But you know what? We're just that kind of people. We're just busy, you know? Just got a lot of stuff going on here. Now, of course, we look at the news, and there is a lot of it, a lot happening over the weekend, looking at what's going on in the ways of the world. U.S. federal law, of course, prohibits the use of official resources such as federal funds or one's job title for private gain. A recent investigation has unveiled evidence showing Dennis Carroll, former director of the United States Agency for International Development, that's USAID, their pandemic threat program, may have done just that. And he's being investigated right now. He's an NIH researcher. Did he steal taxpayer funds? Inquiring minds want to know, and I think we will get to the bottom of that. The USAID PREDICT program also funded laboratory experiments for the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Yeah, you know that name. Echo Health Alliance. Yeah, they're all connected. Hunter Biden also may have had a little involvement in that as well. Get more out of that by reading the news article in your inbox when you get it. The International Monetary Fund, you know, those dark circle of people that claim they know what is good for us and that they can control our currency and shut it off at will. Well, they're warning that sanctions against Russia threaten to weaken the dominance of the dollar. Why did we not know this already? I think we did. We know that the more that Russia starts backing all of its commodities with the ruble, the worse off the dollar is. And of course, IMF director Geeta Gopinath basically told the Financial Times that this may result in a more fragmented international monetary system. She previously said the sanctions against Russia would not foreshadow the demise of the dollar as the world's reserve currency, and that the Ukraine crisis was slow growth but not cause a global recession. The U.S. also froze, by the way, $630 billion in assets held in international reserves by the Russian Central Bank. So, of course, the Russian government responded, if they want to buy, let them pay either in hard currency, this is gold for us, or pay as convenient, the national currency, rubles. Of course, you know, tit for tat, it's what it is. The new policy has hit the EU the hardest, sending gas prices on the continent up by 30% as of the end of last month. The Kremlin, meanwhile, is saying that the Ukrainian attack on a fuel depot in Russia, well, that's not helpful if you're trying to achieve peace talks. Why did you go blow up a fuel depot? Well, we wanted to send a message that we're not going to be pushed around, Ukraine says, obviously. We'll see what happens there, and the war continues. Ukraine is accusing Russia of executing civilians, of course, which Moscow denies. Again, tit for tat. Where's your proof? They apparently have photographs and video materials published by the Kiev regime showing some kind of crimes by Russian military. So, you know, we wonder about these bodies that they have filmed, which do not have characteristic cadaveric spots and have fresh blood in their wounds. A lot of little tit for tat. There are a lot of propaganda going on. Canceling all things Russian. One professor reports that's a warning sign. Gary Saul Morrison, Northwestern University professor who has studied Russian literature and thought for decades. He thinks it's kind of bad to cancel Tchaikovsky concerts. You know, we are only doing ourselves harm when we shut off our kids from people like Sergei Rachmaninoff or Sergei Prokofiev or Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. These are three Russian composers that created some hugely popular classical music. They were not around in this day and age. They were of old. They were what you call the 18th century composer set that put out some just absolutely wonderful music, and anybody that listens to it can certainly appreciate it. And, you know, you basically, if you're going to cancel all of this, it's sad. Kremlin says that London's sanctions of Moscow's Gazprom Bank, through which payments are made or to be made under Russian President Vladimir Putin's rubles for gas scheme, mean that Great Britain won't be able to buy Russian gas. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told Russian state-backed news agency TASS on Saturday that British sanctions against Gazprom Bank mean that the UK faces the prospect of being cut off from Russian gas supplies. London wants to be the leader of everything anti-Russian and even wants to be ahead of Washington. That's the cost, Peskov said. Epoch Times has reached out, of course, to the British Foreign and Commonwealth Office with a request for comment. Have they got any comments yet? Not really. Russia also, because of all of this stuff, you remember we were jointly working with them on the space station? Well, guess what? They're going to end international cooperation on the space station unless they lift the sanctions. Now, that's going to be interesting to see how that works. What are they going to do? Send a ship up there to get them and bring them back down? How's that going to work? Tit for tat. Russia is also threatening to limit vital exports of agriculture products to friendly countries only. You know, it's bad enough that we're going to sanction countries that are unfriendly, but then to limit exports to friendly countries only amid sanctions from Western nations in response to its invasion of Ukraine. Of course they're discriminating. Turns out that food, according to Russia, is our quiet weapon. Quiet, but ominous, according to Breitbart. priority in food supplies is their domestic market. And price control, he continued. The Russian spokesperson will supply food and crops only to our friends. We have a lot of them. They are not at all in Europe and not in North America. We will sell for both rubles and for the national currency in agreed proportions. So just to let you know, tit for tat is continuing on into only the friendly ones. If you're nice to us, we'll give you food. Yeah. Moving on to the national scope of things. The media, of course, is one of the things I'm going to be talking about on May 14th, which is a Saturday at the Carolina Opry. I'm going to be speaking to a crowd of over 3,000 people. And this is at the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. And then we're going to be talking about the left-wing media, how they're destroying America, among other topics. The Latin term for that is inter alia, which means, among other things. So, yeah, we'll be speaking about that. I want to tie in a lot of the Council on Foreign Relations because it is loaded with media personnel, and I'm actually going to show a graphic with the all the different people that are connected to CFR that are major news reporters that you have come to know. Love, I don't know, but no, yes. Well, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is claiming that some major media outlets have been caught in a cover-up when it comes to the Hunter Biden laptop story. His remarks come shortly after the Washington Post and New York Times published articles verifying and acknowledging the authenticity of Hunter's laptop nearly two years after it was first reported by the New York Post shortly before the 2020 election. Of course, we know it was a cover-up. And now they've been caught. What's going to happen? Slap on the wrist? We'll find out. Stay with us. Homeland Security's 20th agency now to track religious vaccine objectors. Are you scared yet? Huh? Yeah, a rule placed in the Federal Register last Friday allows the DHS to collect and maintain records on employees and applicants for employment that are seeking certain religious and medical accommodations. A vaccine mandate remains in place for the federal workforce. I wonder just exactly the number of people that have quit their jobs because they don't want to get the jab. That's what I'd like to know. And if you live in New York City and you have children that are between the ages of 2 and 4 that are attending school, guess what? If you're at school or daycare, you have to wear a mask. These people just can't seem to get it through their thick skull that masks don't work for that purpose. And, California apparently tried to place or enact a corporate diversity law requiring certain workplace boardroom quotas of underrepresented communities. A Los Angeles court has determined that that was unconstitutional. Conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit in early October of 2020 arguing that any spending of taxpayer funds or taxpayer paid resources on the quota law is illegal under the California Constitution. See, they break all this stuff down, and they go after the people with FOIA requests. According to this law, a director who from an underrepresented community refers to an individual who identifies as Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Native Hawaiian, or Alaska Native, or who self-identifies as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Gee, so if you're living in California, you can identify as any one of those. Well, this law basically doesn't help you one iota. And, of course, regarding Hunter's laptop, there's Uncle Joe moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction. Yeah, you know which one I'm talking about, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's the junction where Looney Tunes and his sidekick Crazy work and live. And son Hunter Biden, the prez, is confident that his son didn't break the law. Yeah, we'll see about that. Burisma Holdings. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that's going to be coming out. We also have a video that we're going to be posting on our goodness for gracious sakes email blast that we put out. And if you, like I said, if you're not subscribing to that, you need to be, because it's got all of what I'm saying here in full detail. So you have time. We have handpicked this stuff. I'm generally up at 4 or 5 in the morning looking at news reports as part of the show. We have to do show prep here. So, you know, before they start doing the feeder pigs and slaughter steers on the radio, we're up and at them. We don't want to miss a trick. And we don't want to miss a headline that might be important to you, whether it has anything to do with world, national, economic news, COVID-related, whatever. But this is something that is going to interest you. The Biden administration on Friday last said it's going to terminate the Title 42 public health policy that's been used for the last 2 years to quickly expel illegal immigrants at the southern U.S. border. This is a very bad move, and I think you need to be calling your congresspeople, your senators, and writing Mr. Wacko in the White House a letter and telling him, you really are screwed up, Joe. That is a bad decision. You are not going to get away with this. We are going to take you and all the rest of your clique apart in the 2022 November elections. Some people right now, as far as that goes, are predicting like 46 seats are going to be switched. That's quite a switch in the House. Maybe a couple in the Senate. I'm looking at two or three personally. And guess who else is running for a House seat in the U.S. House of Representatives? If you didn't hear already, 58-year-old former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin announced she is running for Congress to represent Alaska as House Representative to fill the vacant seat left by the late Representative Don Young, also Republican. Good luck, Sarah. She's got a mind, and you know, that's what she does. She goes out and kills a moose, and now she wants to run for the House. I always loved the Saturday Night Live spoofs on her. Then all of a sudden, she walks out on stage. It's kind of funny. Lonnie Coons, a Republican who was a primary challenger to fill Elise Stefanik's 21st Congressional District seat, has dropped out after allegations of illegally filling out petition sheets. It never ends, does it? We'll continue with more news to your phone calls after this bottom of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
the Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, Monday, April 4th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us, homeschool moms, homeschoolers, the conservative Christian right, and other interested parties. Wow. You know, it's amazing how things work in this world. You know, they catch a guy basically filling out his own petitions, trying to run for public office. That's pretty funny. Gotta love that. Anyway, it's good that we are actually on WWCR 13.845. Now that's two frequencies on shortwave that you can hear us. That means that when we beam up to Galaxy 19 satellite, we are worldwide. That's right. You don't have to get yourself a pair of cheap sunglasses to listen. So, aside from this recent announcement here about this primary challenger illegally filling out petition sheets. He drained half of his 401k and it's not enough to run. He deleted his Facebook post and saying, "It's come to my attention. I've been fraudulently filling in information in my petition sheets. I was unaware that by filling in date and city cells as well as printing names of the signees after the fact, I was committing a fraudulent act." So, whatever the case, Elise is, looks like she's running, at least for the moment, unopposed. Washington State. Couple of things happening up there, besides the fact it's blue. State legislatures. You ready for this over-aggressiveness? I'm so sorry for you people living up there. State legislators passed a law to outlaw most new gasoline-powered cars in the next 8 years. You heard that right. SB 5974, recently signed by Democrat Governor Jay Inslee, establishes all publicly owned and privately owned passenger and light-duty vehicles of model year 2030 or later that are sold, purchased, or registered in Washington State have to be electric vehicles. Wow. And so, when you look at the fact that the amount of Americans that actually can afford the average price of an electric car, which right now is about 50 grand, just 1.3% of cars on the road in Washington State are battery powered. And this is from Jeremy Horpadal, the economist at University of Arkansas. He said the 2030 target is overly ambitious. Yeah. See, here again, unless they give everybody 50 grand to buy one of these electric cars, that's not happening. Washington State does not have enough money to buy everybody a car. Jay Inslee, come on, what kind of a nincompoop? I mean, do you think we fell off the turnip truck, sir? Democratic governor, what do you expect? He's drinking the Kool-Aid. He's following everything that the Democrats want to do. Let's get rid of fossil fuels, but hey, we don't have another game plan. So, you know, screw all of you. We're just going to put you all in financial hot water. You won't be able to afford to eat. Your gas prices are going through the roof. Hey, but hey, let's everybody go out and buy a $50,000 electric car. What a moron. And meanwhile, the Washington State School District has adopted a culturally responsive student discipline policy. Oh, culturally responsive. What do you think that is? It's a policy that takes into account race and ethnic background in doling out punishment. Really? So that means if I'm white as opposed to being black, I might get punished differently. They might give me two swats, and they might give my black buddy out there four swats for doing the same thing. Wow. Definitions. Administration of discipline. This is all part of this fairness and equity garbage that's going out associated with CRT, folks. Only in a blue state like Washington State could they succumb to this in the Clover Park School District Board of Directors in Lakewood, Washington. Wow. Boy, these people have a chutzpah, don't they? And, of course, Kash Patel, as you know, one of Trump's advisors, is basically saying that the reason that the Clinton campaign and the DNC are paying FEC fines in an effort to bury this little story about this Trump-Russia collusion, they just want it to go away. They want to bury the narrative and prevent more media coverage of the illegal activities, according to Patel. He says, I think the public sees what that is. It's their way of burying the narrative. If they contested what happens, more media coverage, more people start looking into these things, and they don't want that. So we're looking at basically about $113,000 got paid to the Federal Election Commission after the commission found probable cause that the entities violated federal law by describing payments that ultimately went to the Fusion GPS Research Group as going toward legal services and consulting. And Christopher Rufo, you probably are familiar with him. He's a writer, filmmaker, and researcher. He has been working on a documentary that the ideology of prison gangs that leads to racial segregation in prisons holds similarities to the critical race theory being promoted in society. Rather interesting that they would sit there and draw a conclusion about the phenomenon of prison gangs and the development of CRT are different and disparate by comparing the two and analyzing the outcome of gang activities in the California prison system. And Rufo said that there, although that phenomenon exists and they're different and disparate, he would be able to draw conclusions as to where CRT could lead society. So that's another little interesting story you probably want to read. A lot of the prison gangs emerge with a black nationalist or Marxist-Leninist ideology in California, tightly interconnected with the revolutionary movements of the late 60s and early 70s. So, you know, rather interesting how that whole thing plays out and how you would compare the prison system hierarchy to something like that, CRT. Is that, does it kind of sound like he might be onto something? A judge has rejected Ghislaine Maxwell's bid for a new trial. She, of course, was convicted in late 2021 on sex trafficking charges, including sex trafficking of minors. On April Fool's Day, the judge said, nope, you're not getting a new trial. That's Allison Nathan, a Biden nominee. She sided with prosecutors, said, no, I don't think so. She thought that the testimony was pretty right on. Ron DeSantis down in Florida is starting to look at a possibility that state lawmakers might repeal the 1967 Reedy Creek Improvement Act. Now, why would they do that? Well, because it was drafted by the Florida legislature in cooperation with Walt Disney World and signed into law by Republican Governor Claude Kirk at the time, effectively created two municipal-style governments, Bay Creek and Reedy Creek, to regulate the Lake Buena Vista land where Walt Disney World Resort operates. So basically what you have is you've got Disney operating its own fire protection, security services, police, utilities, planning, all of that. That is what's happening, and what he's looking to do is to basically strip away the possibility that Disney could be its own city. He wants to take it away so it comes under the auspices of Orange County and Osceola County. And I'll tell you, Osceola County, interesting as it may be, is near and dear to my heart. And I'll tell you why. Because I audited their land records. I took a team of people into Osceola County, including an attorney from California, and we sat down and went through thousands of documents and found all sorts of garbage in those documents. We're talking about assignments of mortgage, folks. And I then proceeded over 5 months to draft it into a 758-page report, which was delivered to the clerk of the Circuit Court of Osceola County, Florida, the Honorable Armando Ramirez, now retired. I still get calls from attorneys and homeowners who have read this 758-page document and pointed out to me in their emails and calls, I got a case just like that, where you just did the research on it, and I'm seeing the same stuff in my land records. I said, well, here's the thing. If you're going to pull your credit report every 6 months, the least you could do, and I check my public record every 3 months, every quarter, I go in, I make a point, I have a reminder set up to go in and check the public record every 3 months to make sure that nobody has filed any garbage documents affecting my chain of title on my property. People don't think anything of this until all of a sudden the unthinkable happens. Somebody rips them off. Somebody alters title. Somebody drafts a dummy deed, files it in the land records, and turns around knowing that the owners are on vacation or out of state. And they turn around, list the house, sell the house with the house in their name, sign off, close, get the equity, and leave. Never to be seen and heard from again. This is the kind of garbage stuff that I am talking about, which is one of the reasons if you have any kind of equity in your house, you need to be paying attention to what's in your land records, because there are unscrupulous people, especially with money getting as weird as it is, that might turn around and pull a fast one on your property and use you as a financial punching bag. Sadly, in another blue state, we're talking about California here, 6 people were killed and 12 were injured after gunfire erupted in Sacramento's downtown area early yesterday. Officers located at least 15 shooting victims, including 6 who are deceased, according to Sacramento PD. Put it on social media, saying the incident unfolded around 9th and K Streets, very close to the bar scene down there. And, of course, you know, they're in shock.
Well,
so be it. I'm sorry about that, folks. It happens. And it's not the guns that killed the people. It's the people with the gun that killed the people. Just so we get that straight. I wouldn't want anybody to sit there and say I twisted that out of proportion, no. And if you think I did, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We still have open lines for a few more minutes. You can get a phone call in. We'll say good morning to you. And, you know, it's really an interesting point about age. These two Irish gentlemen were sitting at a bar tossing back pints and looked across the bar. And the one turned to the other and says, hey, you know something? We're going to look like that in about 10 years. And his buddy turned to him and said, you idiot, that's a mirror. That's us. A Massachusetts family court and probate judge has resigned. Why? Oh, probably for one of the reasons you probably think he needed to resign. He's being accused of inappropriate touching of an employee. Judge Paul Suschik turned in his letter of resignation to Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker earlier this week. His alleged misconduct happened outside the courtroom. And, of course, the woman served as the field coordinator for the Massachusetts Administrative Office of the Courts. She was also a staff liaison of the Massachusetts Courts Judicial Education Committee. Yes, give me an education on groping her buttocks, Judge. She said it felt like a full hand. Really, the judge was dealing a full hand? Wow. And, you know, it's just weird trying to figure that out. I mean, literally, she is texting while at the bar after dinner. One of the newer judges full-palmed my ass. Like, she's texting this stuff, but listen to the operative word. While at the bar after dinner, you got to ask yourself, okay, what are these people doing in a bar? And then, of course, the judge wrote he'd come into, quote, momentary contact with a portion of her lower body in an attempt to steady himself. Now, I want you to get a visual about that. Reaching down and grabbing somebody's keister and hanging on going, oh, I almost fell. Thank God. How do you think that's going to play out? Yeah. And why was he unsteady on his feet? Feeling the effect of past hip replacement surgery, the long day, the evening meal, and the amount of alcohol consumed. Yeah, bada bing, bada boom, Judge. We know exactly why you quit. Try to steady yourself. Seriously, and you had to reach down and grab some lady's butt. Really? Oh, it just gets better by the day, doesn't it? And you know, here's the thing. I keep tabs on the ABA Journal. For those of you who want to subscribe, you actually can. You can go to the American Bar Association. They're turning liberal all of a sudden. It's always nice to know about keeping your enemies closer and what's going on in the legal scene. There are a lot more judges getting a look-see these days by the various judicial qualifications committees because of behavior. Illicit behavior, things they've gotten away with, now they're not going to get away with anymore. So it's rather interesting to note that I've probably accumulated at least 50 judges nationwide that have been excused from the bench for stuff just like this. And speaking of U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar-Cotelli, she was very frustrated at not getting a good explanation for why 72-year-old Lonnie Leroy Kaufman of Falkville, Alabama, drove to the nation's capital in a pickup truck loaded with firearms, incendiary devices, and other weapons, sentencing him to 46 months in prison because he brought it all to the January 6th event. Kaufman is going to get credit for time spent in pretrial detention. He's going to serve about 31 more months in that hellhole in D.C. The defendant transported the weapons across state lines and left them unsecured in his pickup truck, which was parked in a part of D.C. close to residences and government buildings, including the U.S. Capitol. Well, I hate to say this, but who was injured? See, this is what I'm wondering. Who was injured by this? What was his intent? You see, here's the thing I found out about the federal system, folks. 92% of all convictions come out of the mouth of the accused. There's a little bit of trivia for you, and you're saying, Dave, where did you hear that? Well, I was on a plane flight one time and struck up a conversation, which turned out to be a U.S. District Court clerk. She's the one who gave me those statistics. Kevin in Ohio, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Just fine. I hope you are too, and everyone listening this morning.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I want to give everyone in Ohio a heads up that early voting starts tomorrow in Ohio.
Okay.
And when I'm... most significant races for my attention is to replace Portman's seat because he's stepping down. And there was an article on Breitbart, and I feel sorry they even put it up, that Ted Cruz is giving his support to this Josh Mandel that's running. And I want to give everybody a heads up that that's just a sign. Don't vote for him, because the real good candidate, in my opinion, is J.D. Vance.
There you go.
That Mandel's running on a thing that he was a Marine veteran. Well, J.D. Vance is too. And J.D. Vance has proved himself from the grassroots up. You know, a mother that was an addict, and he brought himself up in business and every you know, facet of life that's quality. So I want to give people a heads up that voting starts tomorrow in Ohio.
And, well, there you go. I appreciate that, Kevin. Thanks so much for giving us the heads up.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Well, I appreciate it. Have a great day, and go vote for J.D. Vance tomorrow. Okay, now we move on to economy and business. Oh, it just gets better. Here's something about this right wing. Remember me telling you about the media? We're talking about the left wing media that literally has done a number by covering up and destroying America. Well, I got to look at the right wing side of things, and that I'm talking about us. I'm talking about people like me, card carrying journalist that is hosting this program dedicated to truth, justice, and the American way. Boy, doesn't that sound like Superman? No, that I'm not. I'm human just like you are. And the thing is that, yes, I have my opinion. So do you. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I want to hear yours. Because here's the thing. There is fear-mongering going on both sides of the aisle. We, in my book, are playing in a one-party system. Democrats, rhino, dinos, it doesn't matter who they are. We're all playing in this one-party game. It's just why nothing really of any significance ever gets done. And you notice that Biden has been ruling by edict, executive order. And then you see the left-wing media covering up for every little thing he does, trying to bat cleanup along with the White House. And see, the right wing doesn't get much better when they pick up on stuff and try to read between the lines. And the headline reads, "Doomsday preppers warn of hard times ahead as preparedness goes mainstream." Really? How much have you heard besides Biden saying, "Well, I think we're going to have a food shortage"? You know, in between what little scant firings go on in his brain. Food scarcity, food vouchers, food riots, and flash mobs. All of that's coming and soon, says Texas-based food scientist and health ranger podcaster Mike Adams. Go to my website and stock up. Yeah. He sees dire events unfolding in America in the short term. His advice, people need to get prepared now. The thing to really watch for is the food inflation, Adams says. My position is we're going to see food riots in America before the end of this year. We're going to see flash mobs in grocery stores, especially for meat products. Yeah, it just reminds me of that Ben Caught Stealing video from Jane's Addiction, where they're all going in cross-dressing with giant purses and pregnant suits on, and they shove big steaks and roast up in their, you know, flash mobs in grocery stores. They're going to respond with increased security at checkpoints. Maybe they'll open fire on the grocers. Who knows? Some point, we're probably going to see an attempt at price controls and rationing. And not in everything, certain types of things. It's almost certain the rationing they'll attempt to enforce with the vaccine passport app, that becomes a food rationing app, Adams told the Epic Times. Well, way to go, Mike. You made it to the Epic Times. And he says he's not alone in his predictions of hard times coming to America and the world. You know, we already know about the fertilizer shortages. I get that. We've talked to Marjorie Wildcraft, and she's telling you, look, don't panic. Just start doing something. You know, start growing vegetables. Learn to have the green thumb. Sign up to powerhourfood.com. Go there and sign up and learn how to grow vegetables. Then you're not having to worry about getting into a tussle in the meat aisle. But I really think when you're sitting there saying in the short term, or you're saying, oh, it's all going to happen before the end of the year. Really? How do we know that? That's his speculation. You see, that's part of that right-wing fear-mongering that I have a really hard time digesting. And if you do, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. You only have a minute to call up and sound off. Otherwise, I'm just going to go to break. Southwest Airlines is apologizing after delaying or canceling thousands of flights. I don't know about you. I like flying Southwest. I don't literally call it peanut class. There are some of the flight attendants that actually are humorous. But yet, according to data from FlightAware, they faced 1,562 flight delays and 520 cancellations just on April 2nd alone. Systems went down around 4 a.m. but came back shortly around 6. Customers who purchased their itinerary through the airline's website or mobile app were allowed to reschedule travel plans online, while others were asked to call customer service to resolve their issues. Now, I will say this. They have really, really good customer service. They try. I will say that more than I would. I would never fly American or Delta ever again. Never. You know what Delta stands for? Doesn't ever leave the airport. So, anyway, that's one of the reasons I won't. You know, it's like the couple that wanted to fly United, but the stewardess wouldn't let them. That sort of thing. Hey, a little humor never hurts. I know the news is so negative these days, I can't help myself. We try to throw in a little levity on the show. We'll be back with more news headlines, your phone calls, after we get done with this rather interesting and informative break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on this segment. We'll be back in the noon hour, at the bottom of the noon hour. We're going to have Ken Silva on talking about PatCon. You don't want to miss this hour, folks. We'll be back after the break.
About antibiotics. But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.